airport, please.
Great. Which country? Where are you headed to?
I'm going to...
The culture, that's include everything, the food, the languages.
I love variety of local dialects.
They are very, very kind people.
Friendly.
Very disciplined people.
And hospitable.
I love nature. It's full of varieties. It contains Sahara, jungle, lakes, rivers, coast.
The highway, Chalus, very beautiful. The Caspian Sea, beach.
Kish.
Mashhad is very beautiful. Holy city.
I like handcrafts, more especially pots.
Chiseling.
I love the food very much.
Like
korma sabzi.
Iran, your attractive destination. In the name of God, dear listeners, welcome to the 203rd weekly episode of this series, Iran, your attractive destination. Today, we become familiar with some of the historical and tourist attraction sites of the city of Shahrah. Stay with us.As a reminder, in the previous episode, we became familiar with the historical background of the city of Shahrah in the pre-Islamic and Islamic eras and pointed out that, upon the acceptance of sacred religion of Islam, the city covered the path to progress and development. The city of Shahrah was Iran's political and cultural center throughout the rule of Buvayid dynasty in Iran,which in turn led to promotion of sciences and literature in this city and turned Shahrah into the cradle of countless scientists, literary figures and poets. Today we brief you on the history of the city of Shahrah in the Islamic era.It is worth noting that the era of promotion of sciences and literature in the city of Shahrah did not last long, and the city faced countless upheavals upon its seizure by Sultan Muhammad Ghaznavi. Sultan Muhammad ruthlessly massacred Shias. On his order, the leading Shia figures were hanged, and Shia were sacked from administrative jobs.These rulers' forces set ablaze many of the books which were kept in the library of Sahib ibn Abad while transferring the rest of these books to the capital of Ghaznavid dynasty, Khorasan. Although the city of Shahrah was largely destructed in the wake of raids staged by Ghaznavi troops in 11th century AD, it was reconstructed during the rule of Seljuqid dynasty. In the year 434 AD, the city was conquered by Seljuqid troops, while the Seljuqid ruler, Toghrul, upon entering the city of Shahrah,ordered the transference of the capital from Nishapur to this city. At this point in time, upon the instruction of this Seljuqid ruler, new buildings were constructed, one of which is Toghrul Tower that has remained in this city to this day. In this period of time, Iranian arts were thrown under the spotlight.The pottery industry was at the peak of its beauty and development in the Seljuqid era, while ceramic and enamel dishes covered with beautiful paintings were produced in that period of time. In the Seljuqid era, several schools were also constructed in Shahrirey. In addition to schools, this city was also home to many mosques and tombs. During the rule of Khwarazm Shahian dynasty, Shahrirey was considered as one of Iran's important cities till the raid of the city by Mongol troops. In the year 617 AH, Mongols massacred the residents of the city Shahrirey and pillaged the city. The history of Mongols illustrates that they chose the city of Shahrirey as their recreational hub. Meanwhile, once again in the year 786 AH, Shahrirey was leveled by the troops of Timur. The ruins of the ancient city of Shahrirey remain in the vicinity of present-day city of Shahrirey. Upon the reinstatement of Safavid dynasty in 17th century AD, the city of Shahrirey captured the attention of the rulers of this dynasty as a religious city. Although upon the reinstatement of Safavid dynasty, the city developed and its population increased, it never managed to re-establish its previous grandeur. With the selection of Qazvin and later on Isfahan as Iran's capital, these two cities developed further. However, the city of Shahrirey didn't expand as such. Throughout Afghan raids and especially during the rule of Afshariya dynasty, which saw its development in mounting taxes and wars, the city of Shahrirey went on a downward spiral. However, throughout Zandiya era, this city once again grew and developed. Later on in history, upon the decline of this city, Tehran, which was a village in the 6 km distance of Shahrirey, started to swiftly grow such that the founder of Qajarid dynasty, Aga Muhammad Khan Qajar, chose Tehran as the capital of his ruling system. Currently, Shahrirey is a city in the vicinity of Greater Tehran and is home to Hazrat Abdul Azim Holy Shrine, in addition to shrines of Imamzade Tahir and Imamzade Hamza, which are host to thousands of pilgrims and devotees of the Prophet of Islam's infallible household, peace be upon them. After the holy cities of Mashhad and Qom, the city of Shahrirey is the third largest religious city in Iran. Moreover, this city is home to 198 historical and Islamic monuments. The historical monuments of Shahrirey are of significant importance for archaeologists. Given the rich historical background of this city throughout the pre-Islamic and Islamic eras, Shahrirey accommodates many valuable historical monuments, including the ruins of Parthian Palace, Toghrul Palace, Zoroastrian Temple, Cheshmali Hill, Shahrirey Rampart and Bibi Shahbanu Tomb. One of the most ancient historical monuments of the city of Shahrirey is the remains of an ancient building which dates back to Sasanid era. It is situated on a hill. In accordance to historical documents, this building is Shahrirey Zoroastrian Temple, which was razed to the ground upon the order of Alexandria of Macedonia. Cheshmali is also of historical significance in the city of Shahrirey. Ceramic items dating back to 7,000 years ago have been unearthed during the archaeological excavations in this historical site, some of which are currently kept in museums in Iran and other parts of the world. Shahre Rampart is a defensive wall which also constructed in the Peripheral era surrounding this city. This wall was fully existed in the Sasanid and Islamic eras and was used as a solid shield against enemy raids. However, the most destructive blows were dealt against this defensive wall in the wake of the attacks waged by the troops of Sultan Muhammad Ghaznavi and Mongol kings. A part of this wall has been renovated after the victory of Islamic Revolution and in recent years. Toghrul Tower is another historical monument in this city. It is the tomb of Toghrul Beg, the last Seljuqid king. The height of this tower stands at 20 meters. This tower was renovated in the year 1301 AH upon the order of the Qajarid king Nasiruddin Shah. This tower maintained an inscription in Kufi language, which has been destroyed throughout the renovation of this tower in the Qajarid era. On the southern foothills of Shahrireh, over a rocky mountain, there's a building which locals believe is the tomb of Bibi Shahbanu, the venerable mother of fourth infallible Imam of Prophet of Islam's household, Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. The main courtyard of this tomb is divided into two segments. The main building of the tomb is made of plaster and stones, while its shelves are made of bricks. Its architectural style shows that the core of this building has been constructed in the Sasanid era. In the northern corner of this tomb, there's a mosque which dates back to Qajarid era. In the northern side of this courtyard, there's a chamber for residence of guests and pilgrims. Dear listeners, thanks for joining us in today's episode. Don't forget to tune in next week. God bless and take care.